Okay, no small talk, no talking about stuff that's random. Let's just jump into it. The College Football National Championship had a murder, and sadly, that murder was the TCU Horned Frogs. It really sucked all around because if the game was better, I think it would have added a lot more drama to the end of a season where Georgia at times looked very vulnerable. If you watched the Missouri game, if you watched also, well, not even really the LSU game, but even heck, people wanted to talk about Kent State. Michigan fans in their arrogance thought they could take out Georgia. The end of this season kind of was a tough one. We had such good playoff games, and then the final was just an absolute splatter. 65-7 is what Georgia won by. Stetson Bennett. If you didn't tell anybody, if you told somebody who's never watched college football before and they watched Stetson Bennett, they'd think he was going to be the number one pick in this draft. He looked good. I think, too, this Georgia team, after beating Ohio State the way they did in that really tight win, I think that was all the fuel they needed to, get just a little bit. Maybe feel a little more vulnerable to play all out in this final game because I think Georgia knew they were the best team this year. Stetson Bennett got arrested. I don't think that matters. I think he's going to be a day two draft pick. I really think he's going to be taken in the fifth round by a team who wants some experience to back up somebody. He didn't play in the Senior Bowl, which some people call unfortunate. I think that was actually a good thing because all he has to say is, well, I got film and that is my Senior Bowl. Watch the national championship game. Watch me carve up TCU and do something that should be illegal. Where does TCU go from here? I think where TCU goes now is only up. And you're probably like, what do you mean? But when I say only up, I mean in terms of prestige. I think Sonny Dykes has this program obviously on the right track. And don't let this final game deceive you. This was a hard-hitting, tough football team that just so happened to be extremely outmatched in this final game. I don't think if you're a TCU fan, you should be worried. Heck, I don't even think if you're an SMU fan, you should be happy at all. If you're a Baylor fan, you shouldn't be happy at all about them getting their skull basically thrown into the pavement because that team did something that was extraordinary, and I know their rivals are jumping all over them right now, but TCU fans, be happy about your season because it could have been so much worse. So be happy. That's all I'm trying to say. In regards to the arrogant Michigan fans who wanted to chirp me all year, telling me I had them too lowly ranked. You guys lost to TCU. And Jim Harbaugh is an amazing coach, and you guys have a good culture there, but everyone who was chirping me when I said I think Michigan hasn't played the level of competition required in order for me to think they can make a deep playoff run, because they really weren't challenged too much all year. Besides Ohio State, well, they even blew out Ohio State, but Illinois was their closest challenge, and that's not good. All I'm saying here is this. Michigan fans next year, don't jump at me right away when I don't rate your team high enough. And it actually made me really want to cheer for Ohio State as much as sometimes I really dislike them. So that was the national championship game. I just wanted to give some quick thoughts. I also want to go over some key transfers that I think are going to make an impact next year. Let me just pull up the picture. Oh, and I got the wrong page open. Let me pause for a second. Let's see here. So, number one, I think this will be by far the biggest impact transfer is Sam Hartman to Notre Dame. I think Sam Hartman is one of the five best quarterbacks in the country at the college level. At the NFL level, though, I don't know if he'd fall in that category, but I think that Sam Hartman leaving Wake Forest to go to Notre Dame is going to put Notre Dame on the trajectory where they could realistically go 11-1 or 12-0. Because last year, I think with a better receiving core and a better quarterback, they could have been closer to 12 wins than basically how their season ended. I think they could have had a much more successful season. I'm not saying they would have went undefeated and made the playoff, but I'm saying it would have been much more likely because Michael Mayer was an amazing tight end, and they have good tight ends there now still. I can't name anyone on their receiving corps, and I don't feel like doing the research. But I'm going to assume Notre Dame is going to do their best to rectify that situation. But even if they don't, I think Sam Hartman can carry you to a lot of wins almost by himself, because he carried Wake Forest to a lot of wins basically alone. And I if you're an Irish fan, I think this is the transfer of the season. This was a very important guy to get. And not only have you upgraded your quarterback position, you've just upgraded your entire offense, which is the reason why the three impact transfers I have on this list are all quarterbacks. The second transfer I think is going to make a massive impact is DJ Uiagalelei. I can't say his name, Uiagalelei. DJU, going from Clemson to Oregon State. Now, my Pac-12 team does tend to be Oregon State. It's always been kind of an Oregon State-Colorado blend, but I'm much more pro-Oregon State than I am pro-Colorado, so we're going to pretend it's like a political thing. We're just going to say I'm pro-Oregon State. That's my political stance on the Pac-12. DJU going to Oregon State really does excite me for that program. And they were a 10-win team last year, which not a lot of people seem to know. And they almost beat USC if it wasn't for Chance Nolan throwing like five interceptions, their quarterback. So Oregon State, I don't think, is going to have a better winning number this year. Like, I think maybe they go 10-3 again. Maybe 10-4 if they make the Pac-12 championship game. I think they could win 10 games, though, with DJU if he plays good. Because last year, that was the one thing they were missing, kind of like Notre Dame, was solid quarterback play as Chance Nolan really regressed. And Gustafsson, their backup, is still a really good player. But I think an extra year for him to sit, let DJU, well, so Gustafsson's going to be a sophomore next year. DJU, there's no reason he can't, this guy can't stay, learn from DJU. DJU gets them another really solid season. Then this guy, coming in as a junior, Gustafsson. He's all ready to just go as a junior and maybe improve his stock by a lot. Maybe, heck, I just hope he doesn't transfer, because I think he could have a solid future with the program. Running back, too, like, this Oregon State team wants to run the ball a lot. They are going to pound the rock probably like 60% of the time most games. They beat Oregon just running the ball, so I think with a solid quarterback, that's going to take that's going to take some pressure off DJU. And that's going to free up some time for him. So I'm really excited about what Oregon State's going to look like with DJU. Next transfer, the last big one, is Cade McNamara to Iowa. And the reason why I think this is massive is the same thing for the other two teams. Iowa, I think we could have grabbed a high school kid in that state and played quarterback, and they would still have the same record. So Cade McNamara brings experience. He brings confidence, and he brings a guy who's won a Big Ten title. Now, can he make Iowa's offense work? Maybe, maybe not. But at the very least now, they have a threat at quarterback who might be able to get them some more wins, even with the regression of their defense next year as they lose a lot of guys. The other kind of minor one, and this one makes me salty, is Jaheim Bell from South Carolina to Florida State. I don't want to talk about it. It really upsets me. But I'm happy that, at the very least, if he feels like he's upgraded his situation, good for him. But as a South Carolina fan, it's something that really disappoints me, because he was a beast. But he also wasn't a good blocker. I think he's an NFL talent, but if he gets to the NFL, I think he's not going to be very good, only because he can't really block. So unless he goes to a pure receiving role, I don't know. Even last year, I was never super high on him, and I'm just not saying this now. I'm just saying, I think last year, he was part of his own problem, so I don't like him just blaming the offense. So yeah, that's all I really wanted to talk about today. I also want to give a credit to 24/7 Sports, because some of the... Basically, I had to look at the transfer list to refresh my memory, and that site is great for telling me exactly who went where. So I guess a cheap plug to 24/7 Sports. It's really good. Anyways, everyone, thank you for listening, and God bless, praise Christ. Hope you tune in next time. Well, I guess next time, I suppose. Hopefully soon. Bye.